Hey there, it's Casey Demon, TaxSellAcademy.com, and welcome to our Friday edition of the Tax Sell Podcast. These Friday editions are typically a little bit shorter episodes that break down one topic or approach. I've got something on my mind that I want to share with you today that has greatly impacted my life, and I myself was reminded of this just a few weeks ago. I was sitting at a conference with a few thousand people in attendance. Many of the people there had not yet made a dime in their chosen business. They were brand new to business. Others had made 7, 8 figures in their business. Some had produced 9 figures, and there was at least one owner there of a business that had produced well over $1 billion. Now, numbers like these don't really ever mean a whole lot to me, but it does always intrigue me to learn from people who have seen success in their chosen fields. Now, I'm not saying that these folks were in the tax sale field, and there's a lot of them that were not even in real estate at all. These are a lot of various types of businesses and various industries, but I do enjoy learning about people who have seen success in their chosen industry. Now, at this specific conference, there were a variety of speakers sharing their tools, experiences, and latest strategies. Here's what I realized the very first afternoon. The folks with 8, 9, 10 figure businesses, those owners, they paid attention. They took notes. They did not miss sessions. They always seemed to be focused. In short, they were there to learn. However, many of those brand new to the business world type people, those are the ones that were often found wandering in hallways, chatting in the back of the room, or skipping sessions entirely. And I believe that most conference and educational events are going to be the same way. And if we take it a step farther, nearly everything is that same way. The ones who are committed and the ones who show effort to absorb new styles, new strategies, new processes, those are the ones that will succeed. And whatever it is that we're talking about, these are the same people that will sit for 4 days and hear just one 20-second nugget of information that they apply to their business, and it changes their lives. And as I see this with the educational business all the time, people will come into the tax sell business. They'll watch 4 or 5 videos. They will go out and they'll wonder why they aren't finding any good deals. Or they'll be concerned when they hit their first hurdle. Or they just won't have any success whatsoever because they understand less than 1% of the business. I've also watched people learn about me perhaps on YouTube, then read my book, then get in the Tax Sell Academy, go through the academy lesson by lesson over a period of days or weeks, and then it comes as zero surprise to me when I get their email with a success story attached to it. When they tell me about a deal they recently completed where they made quite a bit of money. And I found this to be true in my own life. You know, I watched those that were in business back in 2002 when I entered the tax sale business. They were doing incredibly well at that time. Some people would even call them sharks in the local market, but yet they're out of business now because they failed to learn. They failed to evolve. And I've hit multiple plateaus in my tax sale business. And when I look back, the only thing that pushed me over each one of those plateaus was stepping out of my comfort zone and taking the time to learn how I could do things differently. In my early years, I learned the business in one specific location. I hit an income cap there. So I started learning about a new county, researching how to invest in that county, taking the time to learn about the real estate market in that county. Then I did it to another county and another, then another state and another state and another state. This, of course, posed all sorts of new challenges, like how do I sell real estate hundreds or thousands of miles away? That was another learning curve. That was another opportunity for me to learn to grow my business. And by the time 2008 rolled around, investors, they were dropping like flies. Nobody was buying what I had to sell. So I had to learn on the fly some different approaches to buying specific types of real estate. And then I went about selling it in completely different ways. This is a time that I teach about inside the Tax Sell Academy, in the Thriving in a Downturn training that I've recently completed. You know, as I rolled into 2010, for example, and even more recent years, more and more focus has shifted to the internet-based marketing for the real estate that I sell. This required, of course, me to learn an entirely new set of skills that I was not previously used to. New language, new terms, new strategies, new approaches, new processes. And then, of course, just recently, with 2020, a lot of things got shifted around and caused me to learn even new approaches. The point of saying all this and telling you my stories is that, yes, the strategies, the processes that I've developed and used over the years have gotten me to where I am now. But the foundation for that, for those strategies, for those processes, is my desire to continue my learning. Every time that I stop trying new approaches, every time that I stop learning new angles, learning new skills, my business becomes stagnant. And while I don't notice it immediately, I can always look back and say, huh, I'd been doing something for a while there and I didn't make the first effort to add any additional skills during that time frame. So my business began to stagnate or even go into decline. And then I learned something new. I tried a different strategy. I did this, I did that, and my business takes off like a rocket again. So commit to yourself that you will be the person taking the notes. Commit to yourself that you will be the person that is constantly upgrading the skill set, their knowledge of this business, and their efforts. Commit to yourself that you will never stop learning. You will gain the confidence in taking new paths and making more money. You will be unstoppable if you continue to learn. The successful investor never stops learning. I truly hope that this helps you out wherever you are in your business. If you are just beginning, there should not be a checkbox of things that you need to learn before you're done learning forever, right? Sure, learn the basics, go through the process, learn all that stuff, but your learning does not stop there. Keep learning on a daily basis. And if you're a veteran and you want your business to grow faster than ever before, or if it's stagnant, if you're trying to get over that plateau, you need to put forth the effort to learn additional skills. Because those skills, that knowledge, is what will allow you to take your business to the next level. Hey, take care, folks, and we'll see you next time right here on the Tax Sale Podcast. Bye-bye.